Chapter 30. Black Tank Blues.
Chewbacca was worried about the boy. Trig wasn't talking. Han wasn't either, but Chewie was used to that, depending on the circumstances. The boy, though, that was something else. Young ones needed to express themselves. In the short time that the Wookiee had known him, he'd seen the boy dealing with things far beyond his age. And if he kept them bottled up inside, it could be very bad for all of them. It had started when they'd heard Kale screaming on the other side of the hangar. Trig had wanted to go back, and Han had to physically hold on to him to prevent him from running away.
"He'll be all right," Han had said.
And although Chewie could tell he wouldn't, he knew what Han was doing. Getting the boy as far away from the docking shaft as possible before those things broke through. Trig fought him anyway. Fought hard, kicking and punching, trying to squirm away until Chewie had to intervene and physically pick the boy up and hold him back. Not a hug this time, not even close. The boy was stronger than he looked. Chewie ended up carrying him for the next 20 minutes until Trig, in a low voice, had muttered, "You can put me down now." It was the last thing he'd said. As much as he understood the mission, putting distance between themselves and the shaft, Chewbacca didn't like venturing any deeper into the destroyer. The long corridors, the vacant spaces they kept coming upon, turning corners and seeing nothing but random droids, the emptiness that didn't really feel like emptiness. Who had designed all of this? And who had left it here? Had they all died? And if they had, what had happened to the bodies? Some of the avionics were still functioning, and they occasionally came across whole empty suites of blinking lights. Navigation and atmospheric systems operating on and on endlessly without the influence of any living thing. At the end of one hall, they came across a stormtrooper helmet lying on its side like a broken skull. A second one dangled from a chain above it, its faceplate stained with dried blood. Han kicked the first helmet over, and Chewie could smell something horribly rotten and sweet inside it. The plasteel mouthpiece had been carefully ripped out to expose the wearer's lower jaw. It looked like an artifact from an ancient civilization, a cannibal cult. Why would anybody have a thing like that? It felt like they had been walking for a very long time, without even putting a dent in the distance that they still needed to travel. And what would happen when they did reach the command bridge? Despite his partner's bravado, Chewie wondered if they really would be able to fly the Star Destroyer. They had found a second blaster. It was the one worthwhile discovery so far, and Chewie was glad to have one of his own, if only to better protect the boy.
"What's this?" Han said from ahead of them. "Chewie, give me a hand with these, huh?"
Chewbacca looked back to make sure the boy was coming. He was, not looking up from his feet, and went to meet Han, who was pointing to a stack of shipping crates blocking the corridor. They appeared to have been shoved here by someone in a hurry to get on to other things. Chewie studied the writing on the side of one of the boxes. Imperial Biological Weapons Division. When he glanced back up, Han was already hauling the boxes aside, trying to clear their path. A big crate on top fell over, and Chewbacca saw a red steel canister go rolling off to the side. It slammed into the wall with an empty clang, rebounded, and stopped under Han's boot.
"What were these creeps messing around with out here?" Han said. More to himself than Chewie. But the Wookiee gave his opinion anyway, which was that none of this made him feel any safer about their prospects.
"This one busted its pressure valve," Han said, inspecting the tank.
"There's no markings on it at all. Like the whole thing's just been painted red. You see any more of these lying around?"
"Up here," Trig called out.
While Han had been talking, Trig had climbed on top of the next pile of crates, 20 or 30 at least, stacked 2 or 3 deep. The boy was nimble. It took Chewbacca almost twice as long to clamber up the stack next to him and yank off the top to look in. The crates were full of cylinders, dozens of them, stacked in neatly ordered rows. There were a few loose red tanks up here, but all the rest, the ones that had been repacked with military precision, had been painted jet black. Chewbacca lifted one of the black ones and heard something sloshing around inside. He held it up so Han could see it and spoke in Shriwook.
"It's still full."
"Different formula, maybe," Han said. "Different combustibility or something? Who knows?
There was a whack as the bottom of the tank slipped from Chewbacca's grip and hit the others inside the crate.
Hey, be careful with that thing, will you?
Chewie put the black canister back in its place, noticing that the gauge readout already stood at maximum pressure. He wondered how long it would be before these tanks started leaking like the red ones, and what would happen when their contents filtered into the destroyer's atmosphere. He didn't tell Han what he'd felt inside the tank that had made him almost drop it. The sloshing motion inside had kept moving back and forth, and in fact, it felt like it was moving by itself. Like there was something slopping around inside the black tanks, dripping off its internal walls and trying to get out. Something alive.
Whose idea was it to come aboard this thing anyhow?
Han asked with disgust, not awaiting an answer. He'd already climbed up the makeshift barricade of crates, following Chewbacca and Trigg down the other side. Chewbacca had the best hearing of the three of them, and he could have sworn as he walked away that he heard something start hissing. Han froze in his tracks.
What's that?
Chewie stopped and cocked his head, and then looked up with a growing feeling of apprehension. He could hear something overhead, he realized, a rising scream. It was accompanied by a rumbling sound, some gargantuan many-legged thing plodding heavily directly above the Durasteel paneled ceiling. Han pointed in the direction they were headed.
It's coming from that way.
Chewbacca saw the boy's mouth fall open in shock. The lights started shaking, and the Wookiee heard the creak and pop of metal overtaxed with the weight of whatever was approaching.
Get back, kid,
Han said, pushing Trigg aside as he aimed the blaster up.
I think it's gonna...
The ceiling buckled, twisted, and split open. Through the hole, Chewbacca glimpsed a solid mass of dark-eyed faces, arms and legs already trying to push through. Some wore Imperial uniforms, others were dressed in stormtrooper armor, a leg piece here, a shoulder piece there, or wearing broken helmets. Only then did he get a true sense of how many there were up there. Perhaps hundreds, maybe more, an entire army of the dead. They were reaching down for him, reaching down for the boy. Chewie wasn't sure who fired first. One of them, he or Han, or maybe both of them at the same time, squeezed off a round of blaster fire into the tangled mass of squirming bodies. After that, it didn't matter. Some vital piece of infrastructure inside the ceiling gave a sharp pop. It was as if a hole had been torn open between the worlds of the living and the dead. Bodies came spilling down in front of them. An avalanche of stinking yellow flesh and broken armor, grasping hands and shrieking mouths. Some of them landed on their feet, others hit the ground with all fours and stayed that way like animals, grinning up at them, baring their teeth. Their eyes were flat and lifeless and hideously hungry.
Get behind me! Han shouted.
Trigg didn't move. Paralyzed, Chewbacca thought, grabbing Trigg by the arm and yanking him around behind him as he and Han turned and opened fire. The dead things recoiled as if they hadn't expected blasters. Chewie sprayed them point blank, watching stormtrooper helmets explode and burst to reveal swollen, half-decayed faces, whose only expression was a kind of cheated rage. Next to him, Han was shouting something, but Chewbacca couldn't hear it over the blasters. The corridor in front of them was filling with smoke. Distantly, from what felt like the other side of space, he could feel Trigg gripping him tightly, the boy's fingers digging into his arm, clinging for dear life. In front of them and up above, more of the things were tumbling down, half falling, half jumping, fresh corpses piling on top of the ones already there. Chewie realized that it didn't matter how long or hard they pounded the bodies with blaster fire, they were just going to keep coming. He growled loudly.
I know.
Han's fingers gripped his arm.
Go on, I'll cover you.
He saw Han pointing to another hatchway at the end of the corridor. Scooping up the boy, Chewie pivoted and broke for it, diving through the hatch without a look back. An instant later, Han leapt through behind him, slammed the console on the other side, shutting the door and fired a round into it. Chewbacca realized he could already hear them on the other side, attacking the door, screaming. He and Han exchanged a glance, and Chewbacca saw something on his friend's face that he hadn't seen in a very long time. True fear. For a moment, Han was so pale that the scar on his chin stood out in bold relief. It was like watching him age prematurely, 20 years in an instant. Han opened his mouth to speak, and then something hit the other side of the hatch with unthinkable weight and force. It was as if everything that was inevitable about their future, however brief it might be, had just arrived outside that hatchway with a gullet full of gleaming yellow teeth. They ran.